that during his appearance on planet Earth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged everyone to chant 64 rounds a day, not less. Here's a typical statement from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Matya Leela 23, verses 75 to 78. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu kahe kohilam ei maha mantra, iha kiye japa sada, kariya nibanda, iha hoite sarvasiti, hoibe sabara, sarvakshana balaite vidina hiara. The Lord said, No, I'm sorry. The Lord says, and now what he says. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Maha Mantra is this. Then he says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the whole mantra. Now,
oh, Krishna.
This is such a nice look. So
we need a little.
We need a little atmosphere here. I have spoken this Maha Mantra. Now, go ahead and chant it. Go ahead. Make sure you take a vow to repeat it a fixed number of times every day. And please know, all perfections will come to you from chanting this holy name. Chant always. There's no other rule to follow. In the original language, it's Iha Ghiya Japa Sada. Japa Sada means make this japa always. Karya Nirbanda, by taking a certain Nirbanda. Now, what is Nirbanda? Nirbanda has several meanings, and it's good to explore these meanings in order to understand how exactly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wishes that this chanting is done. He says, Nirbanda means fixed concentration. We try to think a little bit yesterday on the meaning of concentration in its practical application during the workshops. Then Nibbanda means also the unity of thought and action. The action is you chant with your hands and with your mouth. And Nibbanda would mean to bring your thought or the mind to the practice. Nibbanda also means enthusiasm. And Nibbanda also means a determination to achieve the desired goal. In Sanskrit language, there are four words which you absolutely need to know if you want to practice properly. It's sadhya, the goal of your practice, sadhana, the means of your practice, How do you practice? It's Saraka, that's yourself, the practitioner, and it's Sadhu, the person who instructs you, the Saraka, in your sadhana, so that you can reach your satya. So, the chanting should be done with the determination to achieve the desired goal or satya. Finally, the inner mood of chanting is expressed in the word nirbandha. It means affectionate respect for the practice of chanting. Some devotees worship their tulsi mala before they start chanting. This we have not learned, and I don't intend to bring in subjects which are just very foreign to us, but I just mention it so that you know how they try to develop affectionate respect. I think it's clear for us, if we chant with affection or love, oh, Krishna, Krishna, that is a very, very good. So Lord Chaitanya, let us summarize. He said, I've spoken this Maha Mantra, and then the whole mantra is there. Many times devotees have asked me, where please is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in our books? And the answer is in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Matya Lila, chapter 23 and 75 in that area. So he said, this is the Maha Mantra, go ahead now and chant it and make sure that you repeat it a fixed number of time every day, a nirbandha. And we have now meditated, or we have analyzed a little bit what nirbandha also means. In this verse, it means to make a commitment to chant a fixed number of holy names every day. But other meanings are also interesting. It means concentration. We should chant with concentration, with unity of thought and action, with enthusiasm, and with the determination to achieve our desired spiritual goal. It also means to chant with affection and concern. What is this Sanskrit word? Is it not Sanskrit, the Croatian word for concern, please? Concern is something like care. Yes, I'm concerned. I care about this very much. So, an affectionate care or concern for the chanting. Now, you at another time, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks very generally. The scene is early in the morning. It's about this time. All the Navadvipvasis, his dear devotees, visit him and have given him their presence. We spoke about this a few days ago. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lovingly looks at the residents of Navadvip. They cannot take their eyes from Mahaprabhu. His hair is framed with locks of black hair. It looks like a swarm of bees moving around the head of the Lord. And he has a top knot. His hair is bound like this in a knot. And there are jasmine flowers around him. And he looks so enchantingly beautiful. And they look at him just totally with affection. And Mahaprabhu then responds to them, tells them, please go ahead now. Chant this Maha Mantra. At another occasion, when Mahaprabhu was invited, he specified what he really meant with a fixed number of rounds or a fixed number of names. He actually gave the exact number. It was like this. In Jagannath Puri, you must know, the devotees would invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their homes to serve him meals. The invitations would all arrive at Govinda, the personal assistants, and Swarup Damoda. They would receive the invitations, and then they would have to decide to which they would make the schedule. Okay, on Monday Mahaprabhu is at this devotee's house, on Tuesday he's in another house, on Wednesday he goes to this house. And it was not very easy, because you can imagine that there were more invitations for a week to Mahaprabhu than he could possibly attend to. I think you could imagine. I think if we would have the opportunity, although we are poor, I mean, we would all try to go to Govinda. He should come on this day to my house. I think everyone in the room would even be willing to go to a cooking course in Vikramakeshari's Makrovega restaurant to just cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then serve him a meal. I would even learn to cook. Because this is the fulfillment, you to invite God in your house and serve him a meal. So Mahaprabhu made a declaration. He said, I only go to a house for meals where the owner of the house is 100,000. Now this is a direct it means actually Keshwara, the owner of 100,000. It's a little bit the owner of 1,000,000. You know, if we say usually to a person who owns 1,000,000 euros, he's a millionaire. Huh? We define him by his account. He's a millionaire. And if he has more than 1,000,000, many more than 1,000,000, we say he's a multi-millionaire. Do we say this in creation also? So, Mahaprabhu used such a word by saying, I will only go to someone and accept his service who is a Lakeshwara, an owner of 100,000. These devotees went like, we are very poor. At that time, payment was sometimes, the coins were conchels. We have maybe 50 conchels, small conchels like this, mushan, shells actually, not conchels, shells. This is what we have. So what we have. We are so poor. We cannot fulfill your qualification. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he would laugh and explain that he meant, I want to only accept the service of someone who's rich in the holy name. The Lord replied, do you know what a Lakeshwara is, a possessor of 100,000? He's someone who chants 100,000 times the holy name a day. I call such a person a Lakeshwara. I only take meals in that person's house. I don't take meals in anybody's else's house. This was his standard. If you make some calculation, 64 rounds, from this, the number 64 rounds have come. 64 rounds is exactly 100,000 and 110,000 the holy names. So it's five. It's 100,000, and then we humbly add 10,000 other names to it, because we know we have spaced out doing these 64 rounds. During this time when we wanted to reach 100,000 names a day, and we make up for those who are gabbled and the ocean, and for this ocean which comes out of our lips. So in this way, 64 rounds is arrived. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur maintained this standard in his time. He wrote, he said that everyone who would live in his temples had to chant 64 rounds a day. Otherwise you couldn't live in the temples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Everyone, he said, he wrote in his own words, everyone living in the Gaudiya Math must make an effort to chant 1,64 rounds of holy names daily. Otherwise, if you don't chant so many rounds, different types of material attachments may creep in one's heart that will hamper one's devotional service. Hamper means to obstruct. Do you sometimes have material attachments? You have. This comes because you don't chant 64 rounds a day, according to the analysis of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur continues, in fact, the Lord does not accept food offering from one who does not chant daily 1 lakh of holy names. And then he says how it is possible one should balance his time so that he can finish 1 lakh of holy names per day and also perform his other allotted duties. What this meant is you would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then you would chant 8 hours, and then what would be the time at 4 o'clock? Then it's 12 o'clock. Then you just take prasadam. Maybe you have taken a little fruits or something in between. And then you would do your other activities. From 12 o'clock, it's a long time, up to 6 o'clock, 6 hours. You can do a lot in 6 hours. Time management, evo, huh? Yeah, 6 hours, ooh, that's a whole work day almost. You know. So, no problem. The problem is if you don't do it, I'm speaking now in the language of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then you develop so much material attachment, and that means wasting your time with unnecessary talk, with unnecessary complications in relationships, wasting your time with unnecessary food, maybe with going to the movie, modern time waster, or TV, or other things. So it's best to chant 64 rounds, because then you don't waste your time with material attachments. I'm speaking now in the logic of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Vijay Gauranga looks at me and looks, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Am I hearing it correctly? And I think we all look a little bit like in Kyo also, am I hearing this correctly? Is my ear giving the right sound vibration to my brain? Or is some... We are all shocked. When I read the statement, I felt like, what am I? Am I practicing Krishna consciousness or not? I developed a great doubt in my mind. Mahaprabhu says he doesn't accept any service from someone who doesn't chant 64 rounds Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, what am I? Is everything all right? I said in Nostrum, da kann ich ja meine Koffer jetzt packen. That means I can pack my suitcases and go. I'm not qualified for Krishna consciousness. It's too high. Don't worry, stay with the lecture. Now with Srila Prabhupada, let's now look at what is Prabhupada's perspective on this point. Because, I mean, he is Mahaprabhu saying something, and he is his own spiritual master saying something. Now, what does the founder of our movement say to all of this? There is a statement, there is a very nice, last or 2 years ago, I read something which Mukunda Maharaj had written. You might know Mukunda Maharaj was one of the very first disciples of Srila Prabhupada. In the book Planting the Seed, it is described how he visited Srila Prabhupada in the first apartment which he had. And he remembers how in 1967 he had a darshan with Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada very strongly requested him to chant 64 rounds each day. He remembers in 1967 in San Francisco, Srila Prabhupada asked me, what is your definition of Krishna? Let us see what you would answer to this. What is your definition of Krishna? Here's someone who's initiated this recently. Ananda Gopal, what is your definition of Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mm-hmm. Do we have another definition of Krishna? Yes, someone said something? I'm sorry? A cowherd boy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Love personified. This is a definition from. So, I said, Krishna is God. He is the Supreme Being. Our duty is to worship and serve Him. Swamiji, the Srila Prabhupada's affectionate name at that time, seemed fairly satisfied. Fairly means quite satisfied. Then he said, you must chant 64 rounds per day on your beads. Mukunda Maharaj continues, I was shocked at this and could not answer. I did not know if there was any need to answer. I just kept looking at Swamiji and he looked at me. After some time, which seemed to be an eternity, he said, or at least you can chant 32 rounds a day. Still silence. I considered it to be very difficult to chant even 16 rounds. I was wondering how I could possibly chant 32 rounds. After some time, Swamiji looked at me and said, at the very least means the minimum, you must chant 16 rounds every day. Mm. Later in his devotional manual, The Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada said why he lowered the standard from 64 rounds to 16 rounds. He said the Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names, he is considered fallen or patita. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. How many rounds did Srila Prabhupada, the disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then chant? This is a question. He very humbly seems to say, well, every one of us is not following the standard. Srila Prabhupada would always, when he would have time, chant rounds. That I have personally seen. See, during Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, the Thakur said that everyone in the mud had to chant 64 rounds except means with the the preachers who would go out quite early in the morning and preach to the people and come back sometimes even late in the night. They were an exception to this rule. And Srila Prabhupada is such a preacher. I mean, he managed a whole worldwide movement. But I do remember that whenever there was Prabhupada was on airplanes, for instance, he would chant. He would chant in his room when there were no darshan or nothing to manage. I remember personally how I once came to in Paris to say goodbye to Srila Prabhupada. We had come for his lectures from Hamburg, Germany to Paris, and we wanted to say goodbye, and we had brought a woolen blanket from German wool to say as a present. I remember this. And we went to the secretary and said, can we just say goodbye to Prabhupada? We don't want to disturb. We want to give him personally our present. So the secretary said, just go upstairs in Prabhupada's room. He's in there. So we knocked at the door. Tick, 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 tick. No answer. We knocked a second and a third time. And when there was still no answer, we very carefully opened the doors. There's just three of us. And I was considered to be the most bold of our group. And I was sent in first. So I opened the door. I still remembered. I opened the door a little bit like this. First I looked through the keyhole. You never know, maybe Prabhupada did something. I had heard that once, on a sunny day like this, when a sun ray came in his room, he was moving up the sun ray towards the sun. And later when he was asked, what were you doing? He said, I was trying a little yoga. So I had this in my mind. Maybe Prabhupada is, I don't know. Maybe a monster from a different planet has visited him. And I was prepared for everything with my spiritual master. There was no one in the room. But the secretary had said Prabhupada would be in the room. So I opened the room, the door, completely like this. Still, I didn't find anyone in the room. And I mentioned, and all the others were behind. We were listening. We heard very softly. But where was it? From where? So I went very carefully behind the door, and there I saw Prabhupada on him. Wie nennt man das? Schaukelstuhl? Rocking chair? How do we say in Croatian language? Stolica sa movementski. Yes. Stolica sa movementski. So it was a rocking chair. And Prabhupada's eyes were closed, and he was so concentrated chanting. I was amazed. It was at that time around 2 o'clock, and I felt Prabhupada was so absorbed. He didn't notice us also as we came into the door. We all, you know, three of us, just very much of behind, just new devotees, more or less. And then I did my great mistake. I said, "Hi, Paul." Prabhupada looked at me. "Who has come to disturb?" This was his glance. I said, "Srila Prabhupada, we are returning back to Germany." And I couldn't even, I felt so bad, you know. Oh, here I am. Here's a Vaikuntha personality, and here's me. Srila Prabhupada, we have brought a woolen blanket from Germany. Oh, wool from Germany. Thank you very much. And then he motioned with his hand on his bed. It should be placed on the bed. We just quickly paid our obeisances, and we didn't. But I always remember this: how Prabhupada would. And this is my only time I saw and heard him chanting, not from a recording, but from actual life, chanting japa. And I cannot forget this example. So yes, Srila Prabhupada saw that we are Westerners who have minds which are not so suitable for concentration, and therefore he lowered the standard. But he he didn't lower the principles. For instance, in one lecture he once said, "Please do not forget to chant at least 16 rounds. That is the minimum. The maximum is 300,000 names. This is not 64 rounds. This is, can someone help me, 3 times 64 is 192. So, okay, now I will calculate. 3 times 64. 3 times 60 is 180. 3 times 4 is 12. So it's 192. Hare Krishna. Even I can calculate this much. You are much better in calculations. So then Prabhupada, so that is the minimum. The maximum is 192. And then he says, this is not impractical. It's not impractical. In fact, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that continuous chanting of the holy name is our goal. In one Bhagavatam purport, he says, the word asakrit is significant, for it means not just for a few minutes, but continuously. That is the instruction given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka. Kirtaniya Sadahadi, the holy name of the Lord should be chanted. ...24 hours daily. Therefore, in this Krishna conscious movement, we request the devotees to chant at least 16 rounds on their beads daily. Actually, one has to chant 24 hours daily, just like Thakur Haridas, who was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra 300,000 times daily. Indeed, he had no other business. There are other quotations where Prabhupada says this. Now, you may think that but I have to do other things. And I will now ask you a challenging question. Really? What else do you have to do than become Krishna consciousness? Which is important. What else do you have to do than stop the dream of your material life? What else do you have to do than to get out of the prison? I ask you, what else, Ayataksi, do you have to do than to get out of illusion? Is there any other thing which is important? Please compare. If you look from a material logic, this doesn't make any sense. We have to do this, we have to develop our personality, we have to wash our clothes, we have to work, we have to be educated, we have to this and that. And of course, I must tell you, if you chant 192 rounds a day, you have 2 hours to do all these things a day, and these 2 hours you might, and then you have 2 hours of sleep. Also, and it, we can't do it. We are not yogis. It's not. I mean, Prabhupada says this is not impractical to chant 300,000 names a day. He says this to challenge our thinking, to bring us to a place where we usually don't go in our thoughts, that is 100% spiritual life. We like mixtures, we modern people. But really, there are devotees who have tried to do this 192 rounds, and you can ask them, it's very, very difficult to do it over a longer period of time. It may be too, it is like taking your body and running 220 kilometers an hour. You will just destroy your body if you could theoretically do this. Your bones are not made for this speed, nor is your, so I mean, this is, now you know Haridas Thakur was not an ordinary person. I mean, we have to say this is inconceivable for us. So let us therefore go back to the minimum 64 hours. Lord Chaitanya's very merciful standard. His Namacharya, the teacher of the holy name, chanted 192 rounds. but we chant 64 rounds. Okay, since you're laughing and you do not take me very serious this morning, I have to save my face. Okay, let us try at least for one day in our life to chant 64 rounds and try to make an experience of the standard. Today, we have nothing else to do. Your clothes are washed. Your body are well rested, I understand. If not, it is possible the beds are established for you to rest. You can rest. Today we have nothing else on our agenda that we can do. Once Lokanath Maharaj. Who of you knows Lokanath Maharaj? Do you know his kirtans also? How do you like his kirtans? The best. Huh? If I am asked, these are the best kirtans. When you chant, I was living with Lokanath Maharaj for 1 year, nine months together, just very closely together. We had this Nitagore World Traveling Sankirtan Party. And there was one problem. When Lokanath Maharaj chanted, he would not stop. I mean, in kirtan, we had each night a kirtan, the final kirtan. And then he would lead that kirtan. And then we would say then we didn't stop. And the people, 1 hour, oh, tomorrow we have to go on the farms, until the ground. So we had to put one person who said, the official program is over now, but Lokanath Maharaj would keep on chanting. And I didn't have the nerve to leave the kirtan. We would chant and dance up till 1 o'clock each morning or 2 o'clock. Because how can you leave the kirtan of Lokanath Maharaj? It's not possible. But after some time, Kiyo is looking already. We couldn't keep up with our bodies and minds, you know. And therefore, we said, Maharaj, can you not sleeping is also very necessary. Remember. So Lokanath Maharaj once asked Prabhupada, you're recommending 16 as a minimum, and some devotees are choosing 20 as a minimum. The Prabhupada answers, so who forbids? Who says, don't do it? That is wanted. More answer, wanted. Huh? But because you cannot do it, therefore we have fixed up this minimum, sankhyata ashankhyata. Shankhyata means with a vow, and numerical strength, and ashankhyata means there is no limit. No limit to chanting. Now I would like to say, after having said this much, this is a motivational speech, by the way. After having said so much, I really want to say a word of caution. When you chant the holy names and you put yourself under pressure, this will not be proper chanting either. Sanatan Goswami says in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, that's in the 17th Vilas wave, text number 129, we should chant with avyagratva, that is patience in a calm and peaceful state of mind. Now, this is not possible if you put yourself under stress. I have to chant now this much. Or if you rush the holy names. Do you know what means to rush something? It's to really hurry up. Then you can't chant in a calm and peaceful state of mind. In Bengal, there is a saying, the Gopal Raj rounds. This saying is a Gopal Raj round is a severe criticism of someone who rushes his rounds. It comes from a time, a medieval time, when there was a Vaishnava state called Vishnupura, in which the king Gopal Singh, Gopal the Lion was his name, Gopal the Lion, demanded of each single citizen that he chant 64 rounds. I'm always saying this on my Jabarijis. Now imagine the poor farmer. His land is there. He has to go out and water the land. It is very dry. Water the mango trees and the other vegetables. And he has to chant 64 rounds. He comes home, with Rama Keshari. Let us say, when does a farmer come home? 5 o'clock, maybe 6 o'clock. And then he has 48 rounds left. Now, the Gopa, the king, the Lion King, has said, you can only stay in the kingdom if you chant 64 rounds. So he has 48 rounds and another 20 from yesterday. And he is tired. He's hungry. He needs to spend time with his wife and children to plan the next day. Or his child is sick and he has to go to some doctor and get some medicine for the child. And he has 48 rounds. What will he do? He will just go start. That will be his rounds.
Hare Krishna.
So it's, I think, obvious to us, such forced and rushed chanting cannot help a person's consciousness to rise to the state of love of Godhead. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, you know, what this rushed chanting or this chanting under mental stress is. Oh, I have counted 1 lakh of names, that's 64 rounds, but there is no prema. Because all I think of is to fulfill my fixed number. And then he says, in an ironical way, oh, what a counting game. One, two, three, four. Five, punct, 62, 63, 64.
Ugh, what a counting game. Great frustration is in that voice.
So this voice of caution is very important. Yes, we want to chant 64 rounds a day. This day, not a day. We want to chant this day 64 rounds, but if you find
that you get into the counting game for too long, a little challenge should be possible for you. You should challenge yourself a little bit, like when you are dry, you should be willing to go through the desert. But if it absolutely, if your material contaminations and your ego just say, no, not with me on this japa retreat, then no problem, absolutely no problem. Really, don't put yourself under mental stress. Please, I request you. If you would do it because you want to also reach the number 64, it's nothing. Many of us will chant many more rounds than 64. Today. But if you go like this and you feel yourself, it's like punishing yourself. Your memory of the holy name will be stress. Your memory of the japa radionica or japa retreat will be stress. And you will send a signal, a powerful signal to your subconsciousness that really chanting is dragos. And this we absolutely don't want to happen, especially not in a japa retreat. See, in our Vrindavan Gurukul, we had young, inexperienced teachers, and when the children would behave like children do, that is very noisily or very, you know, play something, you know, pull the other or the seeker, and what children do, you know, then the teachers would have a method of punishment. They would catch the offending child and would say, "So, because you pulled him on the seeker in the mathematic class, your punishment will be, you will sit in the room and you will chant two rounds, extra rounds." Now their mind was, they were not bad people. I mean, we also had bad people as teachers, like we always have in this world good and bad people. But I'm speaking now of those. Their thing was, when the child chants, he will be more purified. And he will not pull the other guy at the seeker. It may be not so nice to pull someone at the seeker and the, you know, without a reason. I don't know what children do. They do sometimes really wild things. Pulling at the seeker is really very mild, but they... But what they did, what the teacher did to the child is, he sent a powerful signal in the subconsciousness, chanting is a punishment. That is what registers in the subconsciousness. And therefore, such a child will have an instinctive reservation about chanting rounds for the rest of the life. Again, please let us not meditate about the teacher who did this or the teachers who did this. They meant well, but they did not know any pedagogics or psychology. So you should not become such a teacher for yourself by putting a powerful signal in your subconsciousness. Chanting is dragos, is a dures. You should please not do this. No, what we want to develop in this japa retreat, and you will see after the 64 rounds day, after today, I will talk all about this. We want to develop a good taste, it's called namaruchi, for the holy name. A taste for the holy name. We don't want to develop an aversion to the holy name. Namaruchi, that happens when you please consider the holy name to be Krishna, who's your best friend, and in order to develop or increase your friendship, you should spend more time with him. Don't we do this when we have a friend and we feel, oh, so long we have not talked with each other. So long we have not done anything together. So long we have not eaten together. And then we reserve in our schedule, our busy schedule, a day and say, please be my guest today. And today we will be all day together. We will walk, we will eat, I will make something nice for us. And we will talk and talk about everything which friends talk about. Isn't it? This is how you spend more time. So today, the 64 rounds day, is really a day where we can spend more time with our friend. Sometimes maybe if you feel that your chanting gets a little dull, I don't want to say dull, tasteless, dry, read maybe a good book which you have brought with you. When you feel you get a little tired, sleep happily, knowing when we rest up, when I get up, I will be with my friend again.
and I will spend more time with my friend again. When you feel that your body gets a little stiff, walk around with your friend a little. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Do such things which will keep your friendship alive. And if you do that, you will be very, very happy. Now, there's one little rule. This is a surprise for today. Today we will not speak to each other, because it's our day where we spend time with our friend. We want to be always with our friend. We will, when we leave this temple, we will observe the rule of Mona. Mona. Ivana and Mahajwala, today is a day where we cannot speak to each other. Now we can just briefly some information, but today no speak. No, Reci Nishta, you know. So that's important. You might say, oh, from where do you have this, please? This is in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. This is the rule book for Vaishnavas, where it is said that in order to improve the chanting, different things should be done. We will talk about this on the last day, the Japa reform. And one of the things which should be done is we should observe the rule of Monam, that is silence. Now, someone might now say, but this is okay, Hari Bhakti Vilas, but Prabhupada has not said we should observe silence. He said the best silence is to talk about Krishna. So I will now, in order to remove this doubt, read something from Srila Prabhupada. It's in a class from Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.46. And there, Prahlad Maharaj speaks about monam, mona, or the vow of silence. In India, you see many people who follow the vow of silence, but they cheat a little. They write on a blackboard. The idea of silence is when you don't speak any longer, your mind should stop vibrating with material sound vibration. That's the idea. So if you think, and some Mona Babas read, they are silent, but they read the newspapers. I've seen, even in caves, I have seen such Mona Babas. Anyways, maybe they did it just for one day, so I don't want to criticize. So Prabhupada said once, so far we are concerned, we are conditioned soul. Even 16 rounds becomes very difficult job for us because we are practiced to talk nonsense. We cannot find out a little time, say for 2 hours, for chanting Hare Krishna. But we can find 24 hours for talking nonsense. That is the reason why we cannot chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, one who cannot chant the Hare Krishna mantra, he should stop his talking. That is called mona. Don't talk anymore. Better remain silent. This is the recommendation by Prahlad Maharaj. Don't talk anymore. One of you has talked. I asked him, why are you not chanting with all of us? And the devotee said, well, I fear if I leave my room, I meet so many of my friends who will all talk to me, and then my chanting, then I cannot chant, and I will think about what we talk. I think that was a little exaggerated. I mean, you can greet your friends, and you should. I mean, on the other days we should talk. But today, let us have mona. Now you might ask, but how do we eat then? How do we go to... There is a triad. For in the beginning you will be a little... You will also laugh. Many of you like to laugh. You will laugh. I'm not talking. Oh, now I talked again. you like to laugh in Croatia. So today, go into this experience. You can easily, you have tens, you can say, this means more, this means enough. For prasadam, you don't need to mean, but you need to know, you don't need to know much more. Oh yes, your favorite preparation. It's very easily to possible to communicate your favorite preparation. And when it's enough, you go like... When you look for something in your room, and you absolutely need to have it, let us say your alarm clock, you go like... It's very clear. It's very clear. And this means, where is it? You know? So those who think they can't talk, simple things. Enough, or this is enough. More, this can be more. And the rest is so. But please also don't talk, you know. The idea is to be mentally silent, to be with yourself. No, to be, don't also look at other, you know, and talk through your eyes. We are in Croatia, you know, there's no need to write things down, long letters, you know. Today is the day where we try to observe Mona. And in the evening we will talk like anything. In the evening I thought we will do the evening at 7 o'clock. Yes, 7 o'clock. We will 7:30 even. We will chant. Oh, Josh, will you please be there at 7:30. We will chant very nicely, and we will talk about our experience, which we had during the day. It will be the Easter ghosty. Maybe you developed a question. Maybe you saw something very, very interesting. My dear devotees, this is the best psychotherapy you can imagine. I don't want to say analysis of yourself. It means to go with a boat which has a floor made of glass over your life and see everything on the ground of your life, which you have maybe not seen up till now. But mostly, I said this yesterday to a very nice devotee, chanting extra rounds is not about yourself. Chanting extra rounds is all about Krishna. Chant Krishna-centered rounds in the sense of glorifying Krishna. Don't chant self-centered rounds. So, from now on, I request you to observe the vow of silence. Make a strong determination. There will be no questions and answers. We will move in a... And all the questions and answers are for this evening. There's only one devotee. This devotee will know who she is, who asked me to speak. So we will do this after the class, somewhere where we don't disturb. Please now be for yourself. Today is the day where you will meet your best friend. Receive him nicely. Organize your day in a way which is very nice.
I personally think that we should make a little change. I have advised, we have written down that at 5 o'clock there will be a japa inspiration. But I somehow feel, while looking at you and the energy in the room, that you are very, very much ready and you want to go into the chanting. And I think if we put ourselves a date, you know, it's like when spending a day with your friend and then, oh, I have to go and to this other thing. Then you are not so free and Slobodan, because you think, okay, maybe you are just now the chanting has started in your life. You have really gone very nice and deep into the chanting. And then, oh, 5 o'clock, I should be there. I mean, who wants to miss a japa inspiration? And so on. So better is, we can do it like this. Maybe we meet then at 7 o'clock. Maybe you can correct it. 7 o'clock, 19 Uhr, for the Ishtagosti. We just move the Ishtagosti a little bit. Then it will not become so late. 7 o'clock. There will be prasadam now, I think. Yes? There will be now. And what was the other time, please? Devashi Narada, please look. When is the noon prasadam? 3 o'clock. But if you feel hungry in between, there's always bread and butter for you available. You can eat bread and butter and then put whatever you want to put on it. It's very, all the material circumstances are very, very easy. There is no struggles for you. Today is the best day in your life. You meet your best friend. This is the motto.
Maybe now, just talk to some of our friends and agree maybe to go somewhere at the beach or something.
Yeah, whatever. Let us say, if you have to do some important talking, that's right. That's not, you know, if you have some important talking to do, maybe there is something which, phone call to your dying uncle, you know, or some practical arrangements where to put the key of the thing. Please do this. But we have to be, please do it more or less now, and then. Please, we are not fanatics. We are not fanatics. And if there's something you need to communicate, you please do it. I'm just explaining everything crystal clear so that it's, that you know this is a special day with special rules. Huh? Okay, now, since we started to talk, Kio, what is your question?
No, I had a question about this japa inspiration.
Japa inspiration, okay, also a practical thing then. Does anyone have a question? I also think if I now stop, like, a lot.
I have a question just for Geshe. I remember when Lord Chaitanya was cleaning Gundicha, he didn't spoke, he just say Krishna, Krishna, and give the bucket.
Yeah.
So you can say, when you have to say something, like, Krishna, Krishna, I need to
eat.
And it's a nice part of his friend.
Yeah, but Madhu Chandra says, okay, we don't have to, we wants to get out of the Munam by saying that the Gundicha temple was cleansed. The devotees spoke to each other, but everything they spoke with Krishna, Krishna, give me the water means Krishna, Krishna. But so he suggested we can do this on today's day. And my answer to this is, please don't do it, because that will mean communication. The idea of Muna is not to be silent. In the first, I mean, this is how you practice Muna, to be silent. But the idea is to be for yourself. And you can't be for yourself if you go now around, Krishna, 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 to this, Krishna, Krishna, Dear Andrea, Krishna, Krishna. What? Krishna, Krishna. The communication has started already. To be a little bit for yourself. You can chant here, you can chant everywhere where you wish to go. The only thing is, look for a peaceful place.
Nityananda Kari.
One devotee said that she ruined her 64 rounds day when she imposed high expectation in the day. She went up to 40 rounds. Oh, you counted very strictly. She went up to 40 rounds and then she thought, well, soon Krishna must appear or something, you know, some expectation. And because her expectations were not met, then she went into this normal psychological road. When you develop high expectation, you project it on a situation or a person or anything, and then when they are not met, then you are frustrated. Do you know? It's not that the person frustrates you, really, or the situation frustrates you. What frustrates you is your expectations. If you wouldn't have expectations like this, you wouldn't be frustrated. So, Nityananda Kari wants to ask what to expect out of the 64 rounds day. What should be your mood and your goal? I always suggest to the devotees that they should
chant for Krishna. It's a loving offering for Krishna, which you do.
And when you do this, you cannot go wrong, Nityananda Kari. But if you chant, I'm chanting this tremendous amount of rounds, then you have just entered in the wrong way. It's like when you're eating and you think it's air, then all of a sudden all the apples are in the lung. You got it in the wrong pipe. So if you chant or do any activity, you can also get it in the wrong pipe. Do you know there's an air pipe and a food pipe in you? If you have a wrong expectation in your spiritual life, then you get it in the wrong pipe. Therefore, just very happily sit and just start chanting for Krishna. Bhakti Charu Maharaj always, he told me of it, because he noted I'm from Germany and Germans are nervous, or tense a little. He once told me, please relax. Yes, next birth when I'm from Bengal. And then he said, no, now. And then he said, what happens if I hold a hand like this? How long can I do this? You can try it. It's 10 minutes. Otherwise, then you develop a spasm. If I hold my hand like this, I can hold it the whole day. So what happens when you go? It's already to imitate. It makes me faint. Because that's how I chanted my rounds in the old times. Mm-hmm. No, you just, this is so nice. You sit down. There's the holy name, Nityananda Kari. There's Krishna. He hears you. It's not that he cannot hear you. He can hear you. He will hear. And you just glorify. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you notice you are unconcentrated, you go, oh, I'm not so concentrated. Okay, let me connect my mind with the
with the sound. This technique I absolutely don't want. What if someone makes a photo of me? Oh, now I'm thinking self-centered. Okay, I can do it. Hare Krishna, Hare... Oh, I hear it much differently. Good, then my mind is more interested. Acha. Good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, you feel... Oh, I must activate my heart. My dear Krishna, I pray, please let me chant today your holy name. Please allow me to do this service. It's called Shravanam and Kirtanam, the first of the 9 processes of devotional service. I'm doing now this service for you. Hare Krishna. Govindananda.
I will inform the staff that we will observe one of
us. Yeah. You can suggest it to them also. You can take Buddhi Kreativno. All the day you talk. It's mostly about cigarettes, your guests. So boring. Yes, guests will not speak. After all, you are taking care of the hotel. You should satisfy your guests. Try it. Say, it's from me. The Swami suggested. Then you are out of the trouble. Just if they... He said, Buddhi Kreativ, no. Yeah. Is it how we say it? Be creative.
Be creative.
Buddhi Kreativ, no.
Buddhi Kreativ.
Yes. Okay. Any other? You know what I will do? I will first eat and then I will sleep. And then I'm ready. This is what I will do. No, seriously, dear Mati, you're checking me. Is he telling the truth or is he not telling the truth at the moment? No, I'm very serious. We are what we are. Humility means to recognize that. We don't want to be on a yogi trip and we are not yogis. It's not the age for yogis. So now I got up early. I'm very hungry. Then I will eat. Then I will take a little gentleman's rest. And then I know my mind is strongly there. And then I will start my practice. In a very relaxed way, I will take some prayers with me. I have a songbook with more than 450 pages. I will read in some nice prayers to Krishna because I want to please him. Then I will pray for all of you that you are allowed to spend this day nicely. Then I will just happily chant. Where I don't make any plan. I'm with my friend. Pretty spontaneous. Spontansky.
Yeah.
Pretty spontansky. With your friend, you don't make so many plans. And so on. You have the best friend. This is the nicest day.
Okay, I think I have set the mood out.
Now we should not really waste any time. I see all of you, please, at 7 o'clock. It's important that all of you come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Nama Prabhu ki jai, Gaur Prema Nandini.